Sometime around the turn of the 20th century, someone with codes on the brain and too much spare time discovered that Psalm 46 in the King James Bible contained the secret signature of Shakespeare. The myth that Shakespeare was involved in translating the King James Bible lingers on, but it's only a myth. There's no real evidence for it, just the imaginative code-breaking, and it makes no sense historically. It probably grows out of a couple of cultural beliefs that have become widespread since the 19th century. The first is that the King James Bible is the greatest achievement of English prose writing. The second is that Shakespeare is the greatest writer in English literature. From these two assumptions grew the idea that, as England's greatest writer, Shakespeare must have been consulted in the creation of the great writing of the King James Bible. This is misguided. The translators of the King James Bible were not at all concerned with literary style, just with making their translation as literally accurate as possible. Whatever style the translation has is an accidental byproduct. Furthermore, all but one of the translators were clergymen, and all of them were exceptionally knowledgeable about ancient languages. Shakespeare had no place among them, and they would have found the idea of consulting him ridiculous if they'd even heard of him at all.